It is a scam.
Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Chase. How may I help you?
Yes. We apparently have a problem. Apparently, I had canceled. I did not like the pills, and I had canceled the automatic, and apparently it did not go through, and I have not received any others, so I assumed it did. I did not keep any of the information because it had been over a month. But there's two charges of $92.90 on my account, and I need that remedied to where it's just the initial trial charge.
Okay, let's see if we can locate the orders here. What would be your zip code?
64024.
Thank you for that. And the first and last name on the order?
Jo Marie Gabel, G-A-B-E-L.
Okay. Thank you for that as well. Let's see here. Okay, I got you here. And then for security purposes, can you verify the address for me?
It's 13020 Platte Road, Excelsior Springs, Missouri.
Okay, thank you for that as well. So I do see, looks like that first order was April the 1st, where we have the $6.70 on the shipping on the keto there. Of course, you know, that's the dietary
and
use for increasing.
And I think the trial was 30-something. And all that is fine because I wanted to try them. So that is definitely legit. The additionals, though, is not.
Okay, so what I'm showing here, we have the 4-1 was the 670. Then that was the 14-day trial that ended. So then once the 14-day trial ends, it's 30 days before you would receive a new charge with a new supply. That would have been on
May. It was like the
May
7th day when I called.
I'm showing here
because
the last charge.
I wasn't able to keep them down.
Okay, yes, ma'am. We're just going by what I'm showing on the account here. The last charge on the account was 5/22, May the 22nd. And then I'm showing the call payment from you to cancel the account on 5/23.
Yeah, no. I mean, I just finished speaking to her. She would not give me her last name. She would not give me her employee number. She said the only way I can speak to a supervisor or anybody above her is to be on hold again, which I had done. But yeah, that was our discussion. She said she couldn't find it either. And I really don't know what to do about that because I did, and I haven't received any other products. So I really don't see what the problem is.
Well, the problem here we're having is that we don't have any calls or cancellations previous to today.
That's what she said too, but there should have been. So how do we remedy this?
Do you happen to remember the date that you called in?
Oh, God. It's been over a month. I do not remember the date.
Okay. And
I do remember it was 2 o'clock in the afternoon. That's about all I can tell you.
Okay.
That's central time.
Yes. The reason I was asking there is because all of our calls are recorded here, and I have the capability to pull the call up. If you remember the date,
well, I can
enter your number here.
Okay, hold on. Well, let me look in my caller ID. How about that?
Okay.
By the phone number. It was the 29th at 2 o'clock. Well, 2:02.
29th, okay.
Thank you. I guess I could like screenshot it.
And do you remember the, or can you tell me the number that you called in on?
Let me pull it up again.
No, I'm not saying your number, I guess, is what I'm asking for.
Oh, I'm sorry. It's 816-615-3351.
Thank you for that. No results for that day. Let me try the day before. Day after. Okay, I'm not seeing any calls from that number on that date.
Okay, this is the same dilemma I had with the lady before. Arie, A-R-I-E, last name J. Just J.
What was the first name?
Arie, A-R-I, Arie. She refused to give me her last name, which is kind of fishy, if you ask me, in itself, which is kind of why I'm not surprised I'm having this conversation right now.
And was that the same number that you dialed today, that you dialed back on the 29th?
Oh, I don't know. Let me pull it up. It's just showing keto in my notes. It's just showing keto in my notes.
Okay.
I could if I make a trip to AT&T, that would be a pain in the ass, but if necessary, I can do that. Not today, because they're not open today.
No, I wouldn't. I mean,
for my bank on Monday.
Yes, ma'am. No, that wouldn't be necessary there. I would just, like I said, we want to always go by what we have documented here. We don't have anything in our systems that shows that we have a call or any cancellations previous. But the account has been canceled, and I can make an exception for that last charge there for you due to the confusion here and apply a 35% discount, or sorry, refund to that charge.
To just the last one?
Well, yes, ma'am. That would be the most recent.
Well, no, the last one's the one. There's no product.
The one that was charged to you on 5/22, that one I am assuming hasn't had time to get to you. That was just charged yesterday. So that one is en route. Now, when we charge, that means the products have left the warehouse. As soon as that charge goes through, that's shipped out.
Well,
so you will be receiving that one.
No. No, I mean, if it were to come, it would be sent back. We need to do better than 30% on just the last charge. I mean, if you just take away the entire last charge, that I could live with. Okay? Scratch my back, I'll scratch yours. Give a little, take a little. I'll go ahead and eat the extra because it's a life lesson for me, for one. But... yeah, two full charges or just 30% off of one of the charges, that is not acceptable.
Well, going back to that first charge, now that first charge took place on 4/18. Now, as you just stated, you called in on 4/29.
And I didn't know I didn't like it until after I had tried it, of course.
Yes, but, well, the charge on the 18th was for the product that was shipped out April 1st. When you pay the $6.70, that's just the shipping. On that 15th day, if you haven't canceled, then we charge you the full price for that 30-day supply, which was April 18th.
And
then
I'm okay
on April
with,
the 29th, you
and
called
I'm okay
in
with
cancel,
that. I am not okay with
claim.
The last one.
Right. That's why I was referring to the most recent charge. We can't do anything about that first charge because, as you said, you called in after that.
And that's fine. But I want... the last charge, the most recent one, fully taken off.
Yes, ma'am. We don't have a refund or a return policy Like I said, I can do the discount. That would get you some partial refunds there. If I apply
my... No, that's not acceptable.
I can apply my
employee
discount.
I'm going to ask you the same question. I'm going to ask you the same question I asked the lady previously, Ms. Ari J. I need your name and your employee number.
Yes, ma'am. My name is Chase. My employee number is 157-690. And as I was stating there, I can apply my employee discount. That would get you a 50% refund on that.
No, I need a full percent refund on the latest.
Yes, ma'am. Again, we don't have a refund policy. I can't apply that a full refund. The discounts is all I'd be able to do, which the system recognizes the discount and then just retroactively refunds you the percent. So there's not an option for a full refund. The most I could do is combine my employee discount with the courtesy
discount. The second option, and I hope you are recording, is I will just have my bank take care of both of them.
Yes, ma'am. Yeah, that's always an option that you can take now.
Like I said, I want to be decent here, and I want to give you the opportunity to be decent here.
Yes, ma'am. Well, just to go over some information so you can make the best decision, Ms. Gabriel, when a customer disputes a charge, that bank or credit card will give you a temporary refund for that amount. Once they conduct their investigation, however, they will contact us. They'll even go to our website and our ads and do a mock sign-up pretending to be a customer. But the bottom line is there. Once we give them all the information on the account, the address, the tracking numbers for the packages
that were
delivered.
Apparently, you're not real familiar with Missouri state laws.
The IP address on the account that shows the computer, cell phone, or tablet that the product was ordered
apparently,
from. Now, a bank or credit card.
Apparently, you're not real familiar with Missouri state laws then, when it
Ms.
comes
Gabriel,
to these circumstances.
Ms. Gabriel, what I'm quoting here is United States state laws, okay? This goes for the whole country. All right. In the U.S., when a bank or credit card disputes a charge, they do not have the power to override a company's terms and conditions. Therefore, they do lose those disputes. Now, I can tell you we win 99.9% of our disputes due to the fact that those terms and conditions are there legally where they're supposed to be.
Well, I'm not part of that 99.1%. I guarantee you.
If you choose to do that, that's definitely well within your rights, Ms. Gabriel. Like I said, we can do a 50% here to get you some money back, or you can choose to dispute, and then that would result in losing both of those. Some banks and credit cards even charge you a loss dispute fee on top of that. But like I said, that is your decision.
And actually that would actually be even better, because my brother is an attorney, and I am familiar with the state laws and these situations, because I did speak to him before you had gotten back on the phone. So, yes. I think if that's the best you can do is 50%, then we'll just have to take out the means.
Yes, ma'am. Like I said, the most that I could do if I combine those two discounts that I gave you there, the 35 and the 50, that would get you up to a 75. But that's all I could do.
It's really come to the point of the matter at this point. I don't know if you can understand that, but that last charge would need to be taken totally off.
Well, Ms. Gabriel, you have to understand, as a company, we can't always just go by what a customer tells us. Otherwise, every customer would call in and say, yes, I've called it before.
You have to do what you have to do, but just know that I'm going to do the same. Okay?
Yes, absolutely. Yes,
nothing
like
personal,
I said, this is your decision.
No offense, but we
absolutely
have rights, and I'm going to extend mine if be the case of necessity.
Sure, absolutely, Ms. Gabriel. Like I said, this is your decision.
Thank you very much. You have a nice day, okay? I hope you have a nice weekend, regardless.
Yeah, absolutely, yes, ma'am. Anything else I could help with today?
Nope, that'll be all. Thank you.
Thank you for calling customer support. Have a great day.